The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival wrapped up last night. It was the first jazz fest since Hurricane Katrina, a fact that added significance to most performances, like this one yesterday from Paul Simon.
How can you live in the Northeast? How can you live in the South? How can you build on the banks of a river when the flood water pours from the mouth?
Journalist Ashley Kahn was in New Orleans for the 6 days of Jazz Fest. He has this report on the music and emotion from the world-renowned festival.
Oh, sweet home. Tell me, what can I do?
For piano legend Dr. John and countless others here in New Orleans for Jazz Fest this year, nothing was certain until the gates opened on April 28th. With the fairgrounds racetrack being shaped to support 10 musical stages and scores of tents, would enough Louisiana musicians be available to perform? And would the crowds be here like before?
Everybody out there who's from New Orleans or from Lower Louisiana, put your hand in the air.
Jazz Fest director Quint Davis was one of many whose words were filled with relief on that first day. The relief was shared by the crowds that did arrive from all over the world.
I don't know where you came from or how you got here or where you're staying, but thank you. Welcome back.
Over 300 music groups performed at Jazz Fest this year, more than 90% of them from Louisiana. And many were returning to New Orleans for the first time since Katrina to play the festival.
God damn, it's good to see y'all. It's good to be back home.
Trumpeter Terrence Blanchard.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm sure damn tired of people asking me, is New Orleans coming back? God damn right we're coming back, because we don't like y'all food and we hate y'all music.
Emotions were high as almost every local performer spoke out about the recent hurricane. There was gratitude in the gospel tent.
Down here in New Orleans, we done been through a whole lot. I'm sleeping in a trailer, y'all. But I thank God for my little trailer.
There was jubilation from Juvenile, one of New Orleans' leading rappers.
I'm proud to say this is my sixth time at the Jazz Festival. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to continue to doing this as long as they invite me, because I love my city. Keep the party going.
And there was pride that comes from survival, from bluesman Luther Kent.
Bring it on down a little bit. You know what? Ain't no hurricane ever going to beat this city, all right, baby? Let me make you well aware of that, because the music will bring it back every time, and that's what New Orleans is known for.
Of course, many performers left it to the music to carry their message of Katrina. New Orleans jam band Galactic opened their set with a chaotic instrumental called FEMA. Singer and guitarist Anders Osborne slowed it down in a blues tune about a woman and her evil ways.
Oh, Katrina, what have you done?
And Elvis Costello and legendary composer Alan Toussaint performed their dark ode to Katrina from their new CD.
We're going to do a song from it now called The River in Reverse.
How long does a promise last? How long can a lie be told?
It's safe to say that because of Katrina, the media coverage of Jazz Fest 2006 was more widespread than ever before, with performers speaking out and letting their feelings flow.
Here comes the flood, if you catch my drift, with the things that they promised are not a gift.
Anticipation was especially high to hear what two of the festival's biggest attractions would say or play. Bob Dylan performed his reworking of an old Delta blues number, High Water Everywhere, which had been composed by Charlie Patton after the Mississippi flood of 1927.
We had a chance to travel around and from Lakeview to the Ninth Ward, and I think I saw sights I never thought I'd see in an American city. The criminal ineptitude makes you furious. And this is,
in a moment that was reported in newspapers and wire services around the country, Bruce Springsteen explained his feelings on Katrina and his musical choice from the past.
And this is what happens when people play political games with other people's lives. This is a song by a fellow named Blind Alfred Reed. Recorded it a week after the stock market crash. It presaged a Great Depression.
Well, a doctor comes round here with his face so bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. But all he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and
how can a poor man stand such times and live?
It was surprising that Springsteen and Dylan, who are both celebrated songwriters in their own right, reached into history to find a way to comment on a current event. But in New Orleans, the idea of finding modern relevance in traditional music is an everyday thing. Here's Troy Andrews, better known as Trombone Shorty, at Jazz Fest.
Right now, we're going to do a song that's about 100 years old, entitled The St. James Infirmary Blues, and we're gonna put a little twist on it.
Jazz Fest marked a triumphant return this year, but it was also another step in a long rebuilding process. The effects of Katrina were hard to miss. While I was waiting to hear piano player Jonathan Batiste one evening in a local club last week, the power suddenly went out in the surrounding neighborhood, silencing the music for a moment once again.
Ashley Kahn is author of The House That Train Built, the story of Impulse Records. It's to be published next month. MSN Video and WWOZ in New Orleans contributed material for this report. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Baghdad.